Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Great broadcast today. Town Crier, that's kind of his name. I love that. Town Crier has an image back to the 1700s, right? And that's what we want. We want the mentality of the 1700s to kind of creep in. Maybe they knew something about government, about life, about what have you. Anyway, he's written a book, and I'm very excited to have him on, The Electoral College for Patriots. And, you know, skimming through the first, 70 pages is like a crash course in constitutional law, constitutional efficacy. And, it's the same issue that we talk about the Bill of Rights, we talk about whatever. It's kind of like the same issues. But this is in the electoral process. We need to understand, especially with voting coming up, especially with all the possible voting fraud that's coming up, we need to understand what is the law. I mean, we went through all this to have something written down that we can all agree on, and yet we forget it, we don't know it, or whatever. I don't know. We're very excited to have him on. What does this mean? What is the law? What are we staring at? And what should it be, and what he thinks will happen this fall? All very important and separate issues in a lot of ways. And, of course, we're going to go over news and, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are two websites. A lot of people use talkstreamlive.com and the phone numbers you can call there. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. This is the biggest story. I said it 2 days ago when we were on air. The biggest story in the world right now, the biggest story overarching always is, will America uphold the Declaration of Independence? That's the biggest story in the world by magnitude. There's nothing even close. There's nothing even touch it unless you're talking about the second coming of the Savior. Yeah. I mean, that's about, there's nothing that comes close to that I can think of. I mean, I don't know.
Nope.
Unless the second coming happens, this is the biggest story in the world. But having said that, the biggest story of the day is this hydrochloroquine video that these doctors put out. Several of them, there's about, I don't know, in the line, there's probably six or seven of them in a line.
I think I saw 10.
Okay, maybe it was 10. I can't count.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm just, going by what I saw and some of the things. It's very powerful what they said.
Sure was.
It's hard to get the video. The video, Catherine's put up some links on the website. You should be able to at least see what all the hubbub's about, so to speak.
Can you share it with people?
Yeah, you just share the link. You just share the page link of the, or just go to the website and just share the link.
Good. Share it to everybody you know.
This is the biggest story in the world, and here's why. And this is a quote I'm sure you probably have all heard. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. Okay, for years, this idea of, the government wants to kill a lot of people. Bill Gates is at the center of it. If you go back, depending on how many years, that narrative may have changed. And they want to control the flow of information. It's like George Orwell's 1984. You're crazy. 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
You're crazy. As time wins on, more and more people are like, that's interesting. The people that this narrative was aimed at largely ignored these things. They ignored it.
They sure did.
First, they ignore you. They ignored it.
That's
not even relevant.
It's not even real.
It's not even real.
If
we ignore it, it doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's their MO, and that's because perception is reality. They ignore you. They ignored us all.
They have.
They ignored this show.
They have.
For many years.
Mm-hmm.
But then they just couldn't because of you, because of who you are. Now you understand your importance. Next is, then they laugh at you. Well,
make fun of you.
That's what we've seen. Oh, what are you, a tinfoil hat? How many people listening to this show have had that ridicule? How many, I always make fun or I mention my in-laws. Why do I do that? Because I know that all of you, or a lot of you are going through similar things.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I mention my in-laws, where your in-laws laugh at you or they ridicule you or they put you in a box or they, and that just makes me double down more.
Yeah.
Well, my in-laws aren't laughing anymore.
No,
they aren't. I don't know what the word is. You kind of know what I'm saying. I don't want to say too much on air about my in-laws, but you know what I'm saying. For you, your in-laws, the people around you, some of these things, they're not laughing anymore. So the people that they're targeted at, like Bill Gates, for so long ignored the accusation that you're trying to create an implantable chip through the vaccines and monitor us and track us and put population control elements in the virus and that you're responsible for the virus outlay. He ignored it. He laughed at it. This is ridiculous. He was on CNN the last couple of days, and Anderson Cooper asked him point blank, are you responsible for the coronavirus outbreak? And he goes on these conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
There they go. They use this word, these conspiracy theories.
Yeah, he deflects. Yeah, goes from one point to the next and doesn't answer the question.
And, well, Anderson, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, he asked it in a certain way. Are you responsible for this virus outlay? You know, he didn't ask him, are you involved with research on, markable vaccine data?
Right.
Are you in, what's your role in the vaccine development?
Do you want, 100 billion people to die?
Yeah. He didn't ask him that.
Yeah. Anything relevant, he didn't ask.
And see him squirm in his chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this story is sad in one way. It is the most powerful story right now in the world. This is such a good sign. This is massive. Breitbart still suspended from Twitter after viral chloroquine. I'll just say chloroquine. The viral chloroquine video. Doctor gets axe over involvement. Zero Hedge. Just days after the establishment, via its big tech partners and liberal media propagandists, entirely disappeared a viral video of a dozen doctors discussing their real life experiences of treating COVID-19. Let me stop there, period. Is anybody with any logical sense who has looked at this at all, is there anybody in this country with any sense who can dispute anything that he just said in that first sentence?
No.
No, they can't.
No, they can't.
This is what is exploding on them. It's not so much the video. The video is not killing them. Their reaction to the video is going to kill them.
Did you say that the doctor got axed?
I'm going to continue.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. The video itself, very powerful, extremely powerful.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Their actions are 10 times more powerful. There is no disputing now, and I'll read this again. The establishment, via its big tech partners and liberal media propagandists, entirely disappeared a viral video. Can anybody refute that with any sense in their brain whatsoever?
Nope.
You go on Facebook. I go on my wife's Facebook. There must have been five or six. I was just flipping through because I check it every once. I didn't even know this was going on like this.
Gone.
I flipped through. Gone.
Gone.
And then people, what is this?
Yeah.
I put this, every time I put this up, they take, what is this?
Yeah. It's gone.
Everybody knows it. Everybody who's involved with this, everybody's seeing this. This video is being taken down left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody deny that they are fighting against just these doctors even talking? You can get 10 doctors in a room and ask them their opinion about a certain subject,
yes,
and you might get 10
eight,
different answers,
yeah, eight
or nine
yeah,
different
yeah,
opinions.
Yeah. These guys are all lockstep saying the same thing.
Well, not only that, it's... Doctors can't have a different opinion. These are extremely high level thought of doctors. This lady who got axed, she's an emergency medicine specialist, like the head of it in Los Angeles, a major hospital in Los Angeles. She can't be entitled to. She can't express her opinion on your platforms. Let me continue reading. This is the story. That sentence I just read. Anybody with any sense, any sense at all, who has seen this at all, knows that this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Then in their mind, what are the other questions that come up? Why are they taking this video down?
Yeah. Everybody's saying it's work. Don't you want to help people? That's what doctors do. Help people, don't they?
What's the matter with this video? Are they lying? So then at that point, then it can, and logical people can go in two different directions. Either A, it's exactly what big tech says, and this is false information, and it's going to hurt people. Or B, it's they want to cover up this information because it starts blowing apart their narrative. So they're going to go one in two different directions. It's really hard when you look at this logically, this whole situation, to say that A is the direction.
Yeah.
That, they're just trying to help people, and they don't want hurtful information coming out.
Yeah.
That's very difficult to justify.
The WHO has not approved it, so then it does not exist.
Or I can't even say it.
Remdesivir.
They're
pushing remdesivir.
Joyce was a nurse.
$5,000 a month for remdesivir.
Joyce was good at these... medical names.
Well, she was a nurse.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah, she was good at it. I can't even spell hydrochloric.
No,
can't say it.
Quinine.
Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Quinine, very good. Yeah. When you have a vested in interest in pushing a drug like Fauci and his boys, of course they're going to push that and poo-poo the hydrochloroquine, you know?
Well, that's the other, once people look into it at all, and logically they say, oh my gosh, there's a drug that costs $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
Hydrochloroquine probably costs less than $5 a month.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to take much of it because it builds up in your system. You
know? The big interview on YouTube, if you're on YouTube on our channel, we segment it, it's less than 5 minutes, Sherry Rogers talking about hydroxy.
Oh, I missed it. Good. I'm gonna
talking about the chloroquine.
Good.
Then you can just share that. It's good. It's funny. It's everything. It's very good, succinct, and then that can really go pair with this video. Mm-hmm. Let me continue reading the article. Entirely disappeared a viral video of a dozen doctors discussing their real life experiences of treating COVID-19 and getting children back to school. The founder of this of this renegade group of this America's frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, has been fired from her job as an emergency medicine specialist in LA. As we previously noted in the video, Dr. Gold said, quote, this is basically the core of her video. We're here because we feel as though the American people have not heard from all the expertise that's out there all across our country. End quote. That's the purpose of this video. Does that interest anybody? You're shutting down the whole world. You're hearing conflicting information, and yet we can't hear the expertise that's out there. They will let you hear from somebody in the basement sometimes talking about this, but to have somebody of these individuals' level, these doctors' level, their experience with this, their level. This is kryptonite. This is the biggest story right now in the world, that a group of high-level, experienced doctors with this drug have gone online, risked their careers to say, this is working, this is simple, what is the problem?
Yeah,
and everything around them has sought to shut them up.
Yep. I agree. Yeah, it's not their supposition, it's facts. You know, they've gone through it. They've done given it to their patients. It has worked. So, of course, they're going to shut it down. The WHO has not approved it, and so they got to shut it down. They got to kill it.
Well, that's speculation. I mean, if we're just talking in facts, I mean, pretty much everything I've said to this point, these are facts.
Yeah.
They've ghosted them. They've eradicated them. They're experienced doctors. I mean, can anybody dispute this? They have clinics. They're treating people. They're having incredible success.
First-hand knowledge.
She is also the head organizer, speaking of the Simone Gold, she is also the head organizer of an open letter signed by more than 600 doctors. So you say, well, doctors want you to do that. Oh, do they? You don't even know. America doesn't even know this. That there are 600 doctors who are like, wait a minute.
I didn't know that.
Calling on President Trump to end the lockdown. End this lockdown, President Trump. This is ridiculous. Fauci and the WHO and all these people with vested interest in this. This is not what we're seeing. This is not true. This is not what is best for our country.
I agree.
Has anybody seen that? I mean, is this in the American consciousness that so many doctors are so adamant on the other side? No.
No. You don't see that on CNN.
And now America is realizing it because of the actions they took on this video. The letter described widespread state orders keeping businesses closed and children home from school as a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing health consequences. Oh, go on. This is unbelievable that this lady makes this video of her opinion and her experiences, and she is fired. This is un-frickin' believable.
Everybody should be outside of that hospital protesting that.
Treatment options for COVID-19 should be debated and spoken about among our colleagues in the medical field, she wrote. Yeah, they should. And the doctors coming back, here's what we're seeing in the field.
All over the world.
Here's what we're seeing all over the world.
Saying the same thing.
Outside big pharma studies.
Right.
Outside big pharma studies, this is what you're hearing.
Right.
They should never, however, be censored and silenced. Yeah, good point. If you're a valid doctor, supposedly these doctors were supposed to believe everything they say. So here we have a valid doctor, but we can't hear her opinion.
Yeah, a bunch of valid doctors.
But now Dr. Gold has lost her job after her employer found out about the viral video. I wonder how they found out. I wonder if they got a call from Fauci.
Probably so.
Viral video where she dared to discuss the chloroquine. Until what seems like 5 minutes ago, I was considered a hero with people clapping at what I was doing. But now I've been summarily fired for appearing in what was told to me was an embarrassing video. Her trying to save people's lives as a doctor, following a Hippocratic oath. Is it embarrassing?
Yeah.
No, that's embarrassing to you, hospital.
And I hope she gets a big fat check from them.
It is unclear exactly who Dr. Gold works for, but her most recent role seems to be in affiliation with Sentinella Hospital Medical Center. They're trying to quiet that right down.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Gates and Anderson Cooper talk about toxins. Remember, it's toxins.
Yes, toxins.
We're saying the word toxins.
Agree.
The toxin conspiracy theories. Again, this is a huge thing. First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they fight at you. Well, now they're fighting.
They are fighting.
They're fighting. Now, can we win?
Yeah, absolutely.
Samuel Adams' quote from the 1760s, 70s is so important to our future. I don't say it enough, although I say it a lot. It does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men. The irate minority that is coming from this, it is not about... The irate minority is not just the information that chloroquine is helping people. The irate minority is you're telling me that I can't listen to what these doctors are saying about chloroquine.
Yeah.
You are censoring me. You are part of this. You are complicit in the destruction of our country. That is where they're going by their actions. And an army of people they've burrowed down. They've dug their heels in, so to speak, and they cannot be moved.
I don't think so.
They're willing to proselyte, they're immune to resistance, and they are convicted about this. And every day that they keep fighting, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, you win. The more they fight, the more that group will grow. I've said it many times, it is a race. While we still can get information, while still some of this is available, even though the video has not gone, it's been reduced, the idea that it's been censored has gone viral. It's almost the video at this point almost is irrelevant.
Right.
It's the thought of what they did,
It's the censorship.
Doctor treated 350 COVID-19 patients with 100% success using the drug the media hates. Okay, this is the same story. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko thanked the president for securing approval for the use of chloroquine with thromycin, I apologize. The combination drug and the zinc.
Yeah.
The doctor is a general practitioner in a Hasidic community which is hit hard by coronavirus. He has had a 100% success rate with the drug using it on 350 patients. I want to know about that.
Yeah, so
the whole world is being shut down by this. Mm-hmm. They're telling us that life can't be normal until we roll up our sleeve, take your vaccine, and get your tattoo. That's what you're telling us, Bill Gates. That's what you're telling us, Fauci. That is what you are continually telling us. I want to know about a doctor in a Hasidic community that has treated 350 patients with 100% success rate. I want to know that more than just about anything in the world right now.
Yeah.
And now you are telling me, meaning Twitter, Facebook, Google, you are telling me I'm not allowed to hear that.
That's exactly what they're saying.
You just destroyed your credibility. You just are creating this army of irate people who are willing to stand up and say, wait a gosh darn minute.
How many mothers that got their kids damaged by the same people with the vaccines? I mean, they go, now you're telling me that this oxychloroquine is not working when you got all these other doctors outside.
It's safe?
It's
relatively safe for 70 years?
Yeah.
Not a lot of side effects, not a lot of problems for 70 years?
Yeah, it'll give you heart attacks now, and I'm supposed to believe you? Are you out of your minds?
Right. And this is the issue with the whole vaccine debate, toxin debate, medical freedom debate. Let's put it in that realm. The whole medical freedom debate when it comes to toxins and what you put in your body. I've always said over and over again that we've kind of framed it in a bad place because we're asking permission for an exemption. It's like going to a father. Can I have the keys on Friday night? I've said that. That's not the position we should take.
Right.
The position we should take is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is my body. I don't really care what you think. It's my body. That's You're right. not telling me. I don't care if it's mother's milk. I don't care if it's the best thing for me ever. I don't care if it's salt or soda. You're not telling me what to put in my body, period. End of story. That's where we should go. But having said that, we are winning. We are pushing back. Why? Because of these irate mothers.
Oh, yeah.
Samuel, this is the blueprint for our future. And if you say, well, I don't want to get involved in politics. Yeah. Well, you better.
You better, because they're going to get involved with you.
They're getting involved with your life.
They'll track you down. You don't think they will? They'll track you down and get you involved.
This is huge. So these irate mothers, you see what can be done when you get some passion behind this. This is the state irate, convicted, willing to proselyte, immune to resistance. You can't tell me any different. You cannot tell. Do you think for one second you're going to tell these mothers, oh, you got to take this mandatory coronavirus vaccine after their child is retarded, banging his head in the bathroom, and he's 21 years old and he's still changing their diet? Are you kidding me? No, it is done.
It ain't going to happen.
It is done. I had this discussion with a good friend of mine, and he said, well, America never wake. I'm telling him, the numbers are too big. The numbers are too big. They're not going to do it. And he said, well, maybe they can't do it now, though it'll be in the future. Okay, maybe it is way in the future. Maybe. But see, it's a race of time. As time goes on, this kind of stuff starts to favor us.
Oh, yeah.
Because we get it cemented. Because every person, once you, it's like, we're going to talk about infections. Okay, let's talk about infections. Once you're infected with this idea, you can't get over it. No. So it's just one person. So then your children will be infected with it, hopefully, and blah blah blah. It just grows exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
You can't turn them. You cannot turn the mother. You cannot tell her that vaccine didn't hurt her child. She was there in the room.
She was. She watched him go unconscious and have a.
Oh, that's because
epileptic fit.
Yeah, it's because you shook it. Shook it. Are you out of your mind? Are you crazy?
How many people went to jail over that? You know.
Whoa. Netherlands refuses to mandate face masks. Sweden says they are pointless.
They are.
Massive story.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart has stopped mandating. They let me walk right in. I didn't have that same medical exemption. Would you like a mask, sir? No, I would not. Thank you very much. That was polite. That was polite for me.
That was polite.
No.
Very good.
Stay tuned. More news. And Town Crier.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
The Electoral College for Patriots.com is the website. Town Crier, he's going to be here in about a half hour. Important book. I'm excited to talk about it. Some heavy stuff, but simple at the same time. I mean, if that's even possible. Our Constitution is simple.
It is very simple.
For the most part. The politicians make it complicated. The sales. Strauss Natural Products are 10% off, and the Iron Earth. The Heart Drops, the Kidney Support, the CardioCom. And now I know we've had a lot of questions about the cardio support. The CardioCom for people of tradition, it's over 200-year, almost 300-year-old recipe. For 300 years, this has been helping people's hearts. Rebuild heart muscles, help with arrhythmia.
Yeah, arrhythmia.
Rapid heart,
yeah.
Offbeat hearts, all those kind of things.
That's exciting. Those products are just so good.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
10% off Happy Bodies products, the detox. If you're not detoxing with the products Sherry Rogers has developed for Happy Bodies, then what are you detoxing with? Also, the phosphatidylcholine. If you're not doing that with the cod liver oil or something very close to it, then how are you supporting your cells? Because our diet, I mean, I was eating, you know, I try to eat at least halfway decent, you know, and it's super difficult. If you go out to eat, like Dr. Rogers says, I mean, I'm eating these fries, or not fries, but I got some tater tots. And they had this oil, and I'm like, I know that this is some
pork.
Bastardized GMO oil. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to have the cod liver oil and the phosphatidylcholine. I'm just, over time, I'm just going to be burying myself.
Yeah.
Flash sale, ancient minerals, magnesium products. If you have muscle joint pain, try the magnesium, these magnesium products. The lotion, I've used the lotion with fantastic success. The ultra and the regular is great. I mean, I was surprised how well it worked on a sore back. Surprised. Vitamin C, which is absolutely essential. The Hyperease, that helps high blood pressure. From North American Urban Spice, we've added that. People with high blood pressure, that helps. Also, the kidney support traditionally has helped that. The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Mack is now available. It's a great companion to a pocket constitution, two of them together. And to know about this case, everybody's listening. You want to know what you can do? You can open your mouth. You can talk to your sheriff. You can share a video. You can share this chloroquine video.
Yeah, share
you can
everything.
Share this broadcast, what we're saying. In the first half hour, we broke down some really good news. Really good news in this country in the middle of this, and how a wave starts to build. And Samuel Adams understood this. Our founding fathers understood this. They were revolutionaries. They were underdogs. They were guerrilla warfare. I mean,
they sure were.
They were all of these things and more. And they were faithful, and they were Christians, and they were, you know, the whole deal.
God-fearing.
And how do you think we're just going to sit here and think we're worthy of the same blessings? We're facing a lot of the same situations. Do you think that we're, if we can just sit here and do nothing, well, I don't know what to do. Well, there's no leadership. Well, you're the leader. Go look in the mirror. You want to know what the leader is? You're the leader, and you're God. So you talk to God. He's your leader, and now you're the leader here.
There you go.
So God's commissioned you. You need permission? God's commissioned you. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So you're called to bring forth liberty wherever, because you're called to bring forth the Spirit of God.
Be vocal and get this information out.
Bulk Purely C from North American Urban Spice. We stopped carrying that. Then it's backed by popular demand. Zeotrex, which gets heavy metals out of your body. OxyLift, when you need the oxygen. That's one of the things that the coronavirus does. It stops oxygen in your body, or shuts down that transfer of oxygen.
Yeah.
Healthy Balance. I love this product because I always like the Mother Earth Minerals Truot that you put under your tongue, you know, the calcium, the good form of calcium and whatever it is. But I had three or four of them. What is? But magnesium, calcium, potassium were the triumvirate.
Right.
Well, they're separate. You got to take them separate. You got to wait a minute between them.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
You can't put them in the same time.
Right.
Well, he's formulated this Healthy Balance, so it's in one shot. So that and plus other things. Boom. One shot. I love it.
I do too. I concur.
The Tranquil, of course, Dr. Pfeiffer, Wayne Elliott always talks about the Tranquil, the REM sleep. We have the vitamin D, essential GMO free. Vitamin D, astaxanthin with DHA, essential digestive plus. Again, a question I'm going to ask you, if you're not taking enzymes with your food, why not? Why not? It's a big deal. You're breaking down your food. Hyzorb Q10, of course, and many of the other great products over at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to the news. I mentioned this right before the break. I don't know if you heard me, ladies and gentlemen. The music was going. Netherlands, the country of Netherlands, has decided not to mandate the wearing of face masks in public, citing the fact that there's no scientific evidence to suggest they're effective against the spread of coronavirus. When you put this logically, juxtapose it to the position of Fauci, the WHO, America, Walmart, and they lecture us about, on one hand, that there's no scientific evidence that hydroxychloroquine helps.
Right.
We have to shut it down. We got to erase the videos.
That's right.
And in the same breath, they say, well, everybody needs to wear a mask because it helps to spread.
Yeah.
With no scientific evidence.
Zero.
Zero.
It says on the side of the box.
Says it.
Does not stop
the spread of
COVID-19.
Says it right on the box.
And these morons are spitting it out like it's a
hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Or something. You know, if you want a hazmat suit, that'll stop a virus. You want to walk around in a hazmat suit? Well, maybe that's where they want you to go. Or try a 10-cent pill. Try that.
Yeah, so they don't want you to try the hydroxychloroquine, but they want you to wear a mask 24/7. Now, did you hear that more? Say we gotta wear it in the houses now.
From a medical perspective, there's no proven effectiveness of masks. The cabinet has decided that there will be no national obligation for wearing non-medical masks.
Excellent.
Sweden says it's pointless. The government of Sweden
says it's pointless.
Netherlands said there's no evidence.
They are right.
Is Twitter going to censor Netherlands? They going to censor the country of Netherlands?
They might.
Now?
I don't know.
Representative Gohmert blames face masks for contracting COVID-19. I can't help but think if I hadn't been wearing a mask so much in the last 10 days, I really wonder if I would have gotten it. Yeah, that's what Doug Rocky said.
The virus
builds up, lowers your immune system, makes you more susceptible.
Make you more susceptible.
The whole thing. Dr. Fauci to tell House panel unclear how long pandemic lasts. He's unclear. Well, what do you know?
Yeah, you
know,
he knows nothing.
Well,
Fauci knows nothing.
No, he knows that masks help and hydrochloroquine doesn't work. He knows nothing, but Chloroquine doesn't work, yep. And masks are the most yep. important thing ever. And that a vaccine is the panacea to life.
Yep, and every one of its predictions has gone south.
Awry.
Yeah, south. Not even close. Not even close.
YouTubers, you know, and put this in light of all this in light of this story. YouTubers' users claim apricots cure cancer as platform bans discussion of chloroquine. So you go to YouTube, and all day they'll discuss about apricots and was it Laetril in the pits in Mexico? You can go look at YouTube right now. All day long they'll talk about that. But God forbid the head of emergency medical at the hospital in L.A. gets up and talks about the patients she's treated or 600 doctors write this letter. But you can't hear that.
No.
But somebody in their basement with a peach pit they're breaking apart.
Claiming that they're curing cancer down in their basement.
In their basement. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Stephen Queen thought so.
Stephen Queen went there too late.
He did. He was just riddled with cancer by the time he got down there.
FDA Commissioner Hahn, agency won't cut corners on COVID vaccine.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We're going to put everything in there except the kitchen sink.
Yeah, we're going to go over. We had double. If one dose is good, two doses is even better. It's, quote, possible that there could be a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year. Things have been moving quickly. But the Food and Drug Administration will not cut corners to make that happen. Well, I feel better. I feel assured now. I feel calm. Why be upset about the toxins? Why should I even question them? Because here, Commissioner Hahn has allayed all my fears.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, right.
We'll have the truck back up to the house. You'll be the first one.
Yeah.
roll up your arm.
Not.
And then we'll carry you to the emergency room.
Trump sparks firestorm with suggestion to delay elections until vote can be safe. This is another this is the other.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
If it wasn't for this chloroquine video, this would be the biggest story right now in America anyway. He came out with a tweet that mail-in ballots will lead to, quote, the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history.
They're unconstitutional, mail-in ballots.
Yeah. Now,
unconstitutional.
Well, we're going to talk about this with Town Crier in a second.
Good.
Absentee ballot is different than a mail-in ballot.
Different.
Completely different. It, quote, he continues, it'll be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote.
I agree.
We have said over and over, we've talked about this, you know, notice that Biden and Pelosi and now these random people come up. Well, Trump won't.
He's going to lose the election.
He won't honor the election. Right. He's going to use troops to do it, or he's going to delay it. Biden has said that. Mm-hmm. He's going to find a way to delay the election. Why do you think this is how the CIA works? This is how mind control and black ops and front stories work. They know what they're planning, so then they come out with Trump's going to delay the election.
Yeah.
All the while, they're the ones that are orchestrating the mail-in votes and all the fraud.
Printing up the tens of millions of illegal votes.
Right. So
they're the ones that are doing it.
So they're trying to front-load the story so that when it comes to, look what Trump's doing.
I told you.
I told you Trump would try to defend the sanctity of the vote our corruption. Yeah. I mean, delay the election.
Yeah. He lost. He's got to go.
Trump's tweet ignited a firestorm from the. Well, here's his whole tweet. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, that's true, and it's legal.
It's legal.
2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It'll be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. There's the whole.
Well, that ties in right here with this Hong Kong.
Well, hold on. Let me get it ignited a firestorm from the left-right, from the socialists. Let's just say from the communists.
From the communists.
Never in American history, not even during the Civil War and World War II, has there been a successful move to delay election for president. Well, let's talk about Hong Kong. Do your story from Hong Kong there.
Hong Kong cancels fall election as coronavirus third wave intensifies. So they're having a big... another upwave over there of coronavirus. So they're just going to cancel the...
delay. They're going to delay the election.
They're not going to cancel it. They're just going to delay it for a little while.
Here's Joe Biden's quote in April. Was that April, May, June, July? So about 3 months ago. April warning by Joe Biden. Quote, mark my words. Why is he so sure? He's not sure of what city he's in, but he's so sure of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark my words. I think he's going to try to kick back the election somehow, come up with some rationale why it can't be held. We have to figure out how we're going to conduct a full and fair and safe election in November, and no one should have to risk their lives to cast a ballot.
Is that the computer-generated Joe or the real Joe?
Is it a hologram?
Is it a hologram?
Yeah, because he put a sentence together.
Yes. All of a sudden, he's speaking a lot better.
Oh, well, maybe he. Maybe that's
I
just
heard
a quote.
I heard it might be a hologram. That's what I
Who
heard.
Knows?
Who knows?
A poll in late June, which is less than a month ago, found that 68% of registered voters were either somewhat or very concerned about the possibility of tampering with mail-in ballots. 68%.
Well, they're printing tens of millions of them. Of course they should
They're putting them out like candy.
Like candy. There's piles in warehouses full of these things, I've heard.
Well, they found some.
They did,
you not just
yeah.
heard? They found a warehouse full of them.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah,
in
I know.
South Florida.
Yeah.
What is this warehouse? There's more ballots here than our people in the whole
state
of Florida.
Yeah.
What in the world is this for?
Yeah, we're going to mail them out. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to mail them out.
That's what I heard.
We don't want to deny people voting. In May, Trump tweeted that mail-in ballots would lead to the greatest rigged election in history.
Well, he's got to stop it. Don't say nothing about it, Trump. Just say, I'm not letting it happen. This is not happening on my watch. That would be a better solution.
Absentee ballot fraud is the most common, the most expensive to investigate, and it can never be reversed after an election. The organization who investigates the Public Interest for Legal Foundation, J. Christian Adams, says the status quo was already bad for mail balloting. The proposed emergency fix is worse.
Worse.
Anybody with any sense knows that.
Yeah.
Trump defends tweet on possible election day. He doubles down at a contentious press conference, claiming yesterday a White House's briefing that the 2020 elections could be fixed and rigged. President Trump again highlighted the risks of nationwide universal mail-in balloting in stark terms. Okay, here's the other thing, and Power Hour listeners understand this, but I want to cement this.
All right.
I want this to just permeate and resonate and just flow over you.
Okay.
They've told us now that they know everything. They now have told us that, well, we have to have mail-in balloting because we don't want to risk people's lives.
That's true.
They've told us that hydroxychloroquine is bad for you, will hurt you.
It will hurt you. It might give you a heart attack.
Yeah, you can take too much salt. You can take down too much salt and have a heart attack, too.
Yep.
But anyway, so they tell you all these things, and you can see the operation going on. Okay? The operation behind the scenes. They've already front-loaded these stories.
They have.
They've already put it in your mind that he's going to stop the election. He's going to use troops. He's going to use it. Trying to shut off everything. You can start to see, America can start to see and resonate and understand the level of deceit that we are seeing here.
It's huge.
They are liars.
Liars.
Any confidence? They're cheaters. There's no legitimacy in them. I'm not sitting here saying Trump is a saint. I'm not saying that at all. But what he did by saying, I am taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc was, I often said the greatest thing he ever did was point at CNN and says, you're fake news. This is bigger.
That was huge.
At least equal.
That was huge. They're still labeled fake news.
Yes. And they flipped it.
Yeah.
And they flipped it. Instead of calling the Power Hour fake news,
yeah.
CNN is fake news.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Everything that these front-loaded stories and these black ops stories were designed to do. He flipped it on his head with one comment.
And it would have never happened without Donald Trump. Never, ever.
The hydroxy video.
Same thing.
This would have been 5% of what it is, 5% of the importance of what it's become if Donald Trump wouldn't have stood up and said what he said. That's
exactly right. I've been taking
This is what I'm taking.
That's what and zinc.
And zinc. I'm taking this and zinc.
Mm-hmm. And then, after he said that, what a firestorm broke out. Was that a month ago when he said that?
Right. But then it seeded in everybody's mind.
Yes, he did.
See, it's like this is the same thing Samuel Adams says. It doesn't take a majority to prevail.
doesn't.
You got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, and you do. This audience understands. What I want you to understand further is how unbelievably unique it is that you understand it, and how unbelievably important it is that you don't sit on that information.
That's right.
Right,
you got to get it. You got to get it out. You got to tell everybody.
Every conversation that you're in where this comes up, you got to be ready for something to say.
And that's
say it in your own way. You don't have to be rude. You don't. I mean, I'm difficult to Walmart, but I'm not going to be difficult to my friends.
That's right. And you don't know who you'll wake up and become. That person will become the hero that you're looking for. You know.
And once that person is infected, you can't cure the New World Order. Can't cure them.
Nope. Can't do it.
These toxin victims. These mothers. They can't be cured, quote unquote, because that's what they say. Well, we got to cure this. They're also now saying, because of all this, this is dangerous rhetoric. Everything we're saying, Bill Gates was on TV saying this is dangerous rhetoric and the big tech companies should take substantial moves to censor all this. That's his words, not mine. Yep. Right out of his mouth.
Right out of his mouth. And they're doing it.
And it's not working.
It's not working. Yeah.
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Then you win.
And the truth is winning.
Yes.
Samuel Adams.
Yep.
You want to learn something? I mean, to just put it just in a sheer political sense, what our founding fathers did? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Da 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 da. Anyway, this press conference got pretty heated. Unfortunately, he passed away from a thing called the China virus. Talk about Herman Cain. Trump also hit Democrats' plan to keep schools and businesses closed, saying they would cause probably more death and economic destruction than the coronavirus itself. Do you comprehend, no matter what you think of Donald Trump, how unbelievably powerful him just saying little statements like that are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And it gives legitimacy to everything then you say to your friends.
That's right.
Whether you realize it or not. Donald Trump Jr., no question, big tech is biased against conservatives. Gates, the guy from the representative from Florida, just put in a request for, what do they call it, a request for indictment, a suggestion for indictment on Zuckerberg.
On
they lied.
Yeah, absolutely.
They lied to Congress about he has no political bias.
Yeah.
Senator warns the U.S. is staring down the barrel of martial law. We have a caller. Let's just go to our caller. We've got some more stories, but let's hear what Sherry has to say. Sherry in Kansas, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
You know, the basis for quinine is a bark called, from a plant called cinchona, and it's spelled C-I-N-C-H-O-N-A, and you can find that in a homeopathic.
Oh, really?
And you might be safer taking that than a drug that's always got other stuff in it that your body has to
detox. Or tonic water, too.
Yeah, well, you can get quinine in...
You get quinine. Seagram's tonic water.
Has quinine in it.
Yeah.
You know, that's if you're like an emergency or something. So spell it again, C-I-N-C-H.
Well, one thing you got to remember, a lot of places where these things are packaged, or, you know, like the pop and everything... A lot of those places have use fluoridated water. So, but you can find it's pronounced cinchona.
Cinchona.
And it's spelled like cinch, like you cinch up a horse.
Yep.
O-N-A.
Okay, C-I-N-C-H-O-N-A.
And you can find it in a homeopathic remedy, and I think it's like a 30C. So it's, you know, it's more... They titrate it down, the more potent it's supposed to be. But that's, I found it locally where I live.
Well, this is a big thing. I'm gonna look for this. This is a good. I'm glad you told us that. What do you make of all this? Just quickly, your comment of everything you're seeing with the censorship and these things.
I think it's a psyop.
Very
but
good.
Another thing I think is good to use is that, you know, the stabilized oxygen, I believe it's called MMS
yeah.
or something. But it's stabilized oxygen. And I started taking that, and I tell you what, it's actually energizing. You take it on an empty stomach, about 10 drops in 8 ounces of water, they say, and you take it, you know. It's a good thing to have around for your first aid kit, that's for sure. But you should,
absolutely.
You know.
I do. You know, we're not doctors here. We're not making recommendations, but I have some in my pantry. Let's just put it that way, ladies and gentlemen. And the oxysulfur that we do have from, cause you need the sulfur to break down some of these things into detox and also the oxygen work. Yeah.
For people getting a lot of zucchini, I just started it this morning, but it should work. I had red onions and zucchini. Chopped up some onions and grated the zucchini, and I'm trying to, you know, and salted them, and I'm trying some fermented zucchini, hopefully.
Fermented zucchini, that sounds good.
So, it's just an idea. I'm drying a lot, but, you know, anyway, that's all I had, guys. Thanks.
God bless you, Sherry.
Have a great day.
We only got about a minute or so for, thank you, Sherry. God bless. We got about a minute or so before, top of the hour, town crier. A lot has been coming out about Epstein and the court cases, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, right.
Clinton was definitely there. Bill Gates was definitely connected with Epstein at least half a dozen times. People looking at it said it's much more, but that they can confirm.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is, you know, somebody like that having, you know, maybe it's not nefarious, maybe it is. It's just, you know, that many times with somebody like that, you know, I don't know.
It's
hard to
good.
Say.
Let's put it this way. I would not want that on my resume.
No.
You know?
No. I went on flights with Jeffrey Epstein on his plane. I'm Bill Gates. I have my own $40 million plane. Why do I need to go on a plane with him?
Yeah, and then,
There's the music. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I think you're going to want to hear about this book. The Electoral College for Patriots.com is the website. By Town Crier. Love the name. Take
it. I got a picture.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys. Ethamon believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of